T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No word yet from the Detroit Red Wings Central about any Jeff Blashill news. Hopefully you'll hear something today, if not tomorrow. Definitely by the end of the week, you would assume whether he's back or not. So it's interesting. If he is fired, that means we'll have a baseball coach, a manager in year one. Mm-hmm. We will have a hockey coach who will be in year one. We have a basketball coach who will be in year four next year. And then we will have a football coach who's starting his first year now.
And that makes us, what do we call ourselves?
Rebuild City, baby!
Yep, USA.
We should get Home Depot to sponsor us or Lowe's or something. Yes. We're rebuilding.
Uh-huh. It'll be, there's a lot of it going on. But when you look at all of the different, you know, the different moments or points along the way, I think, and Gov mentioned this last segment that, or maybe it was two ago, it doesn't matter. Detroit and the NFL, it's probably a little bit easier and a little bit quicker to make things turn around.
Right.
And I'm wondering, because I'm starting to hear this narrative that Detroit might be a little better than you think they are. Or think they were going to be.
And where's that narrative coming from?
Well, I'm hearing it from fans. I'm hearing it, you know, from on Twitter. I'm hearing it with people that they'll just come up to us, and you know what happens all the time, right? They come up to us and they say, "Hey, Matt Patricia had 5 wins, right? You know, 4 of those were from him, and 1 was from Bevel, but for the team that he put together, was 5 wins. Dan Campbell, I really like Dan Campbell. I think he's going to get more than 5 wins because I like him more than I like Matt Patricia." And
and I'm sure the players will like him, most of them, more than they like Matt Patricia.
And here's where I think people have kind of hit it on the nail on the head in regards to when you look at, you know, the over and unders of total win total. It's 4.5, it's 5, it's whatever, you know, in Vegas. And it's, so it's about the same as they were last year. Is the talent level the same? No. But the one thing that I know and the one thing that I think fans can really pick up on is that your team is going to take on the personality of your coach. This is going to be a very physical team. It's going to be a gritty team. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be talented.
Right.
You know, and because we know on defense, like they haven't added a whole lot of talent in the secondary or at the linebacker position. They haven't added much talent at the wide receiver position. But they have added talent at a couple of different, I think, very important places, and that's up front, O-line, D-line. And if you look and you say, okay, well, if they're going to play disciplined football, which I would assume under Dan Campbell and under Anthony Lynn and this coaching staff, they're going to play disciplined football. If you got 5 wins out of an undisciplined team that couldn't even put 10 or 11 guys on the field on a regular basis, then you should be able to get 6 or 7 wins, given an opportunity that you're going to have one more game. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility you should expect 7 wins out of this football team.
You expect 7 wins? I expect them to be able to
compete for 7 wins. Yes, I do.
Well, look, even except for like the Tampa game, and for, you know, beginning most of the seasons that he was here, at least – They were competitive, and they were obviously competitive under Caldwell. And then, you know, the percentage of games in the NFL decided by a touchdown or less are pretty high. So yeah, they're gonna be in games, but
part of that narrative.
Okay, so if Aaron Rodgers leaves the division, okay, so you're going to get at least one win, you would have think.
That's part of the huge part of this narrative is that Aaron Rodgers, whether he's going to play somewhere or nowhere, it's just not going to be in Green Bay. You look at Andy Dalton in Chicago to start the season off. You look at Jordan Love. You look at Kirk Cousins. And you look at Jared Goff. And you think, you know what? Jared Goff, out of those that group of quarterbacks.
Well, he definitely has a better resume. But, and now people will be arguing with me if I say this, are the Lions better at quarterback now than they were last year? I'm going to say no.
No. I think most people would say no.
Okay.
You know, Matthew Stafford is a more talented quarterback. But you look at the experience that Jared Goff has had of winning playoff games, getting to a Super Bowl. Now, obviously, he had a lot more talent, but he also has the experience of a rookie season of going 0-7. Mm-hmm. And you look back over the course of your career, and you do this every year. I did it as a professional player. I'm sure Jared Goff does this, that you look back and you say, okay, if I could have my rookie year back, what would I have done differently that I didn't know as a rookie, but now as a, you know, as a veteran in this league, I could say I would do this differently. Maybe it's in the offseason. We hear him, you know, getting some of the receivers together, whether it's out in California or coming up here in May and in the city of Detroit to just start to build the relationship. And it's not necessarily, hey, you know, I know that, you know, Breshad Perriman's going to run this route this way and he's this fast. Like, those things won't happen until training camp.
No.
But it's the relationship and the communication that you start to build, and it's the communication and that you start to build with your offensive line. I think there are a lot of things that Jared Goff will have learned from that 0-7 experience, from the experience of getting to the playoffs and how they were able to do that, the confidence that he can bring to this team along with a gritty personality that this team will have because they're going to take on that personality of the head coach. I don't think I'm going out on a limb to think that five is the floor.
No. I mean
five is 12 losses.
Your rationale about taking on the personality of the coach and all that, okay, that's window dressing, okay?
It's not window dressing when you go out on the field.
It sounds nice because he talks a funny game at the press conferences and they're going to be gritty. I get that. Okay, where you're right is where they probably will be better is because defensively they can't be worse. They're like the Wings power play.
Yes, they can't be worse. But I do think there is some guys go out and they put on a persona in the media, and it's not really who they are in meeting rooms. There is an authenticity to Dan Campbell. He's not putting on a show. That's exactly who he is. If you've ever had a chance to meet him in person, he's just that way. He's going to coach that way. He's going to talk that way. He's going to act that way. And the team is going to take on that personality. Now, does that get them to the playoffs? Absolutely not. That would be ludicrous. But to think that this team would be worse on defense than they were last year, no. If offensively they can be efficient enough to be able to run DeAndre Swift, to be able to run a play-action game, which Jared Goff is good at, they can keep him on schedule at least 5, 6, 7 games out of the year, in 17 opportunities, I believe that 7 wins is probably your ceiling, but 5 wins is definitely your floor. Because like Gov just said, that's 12 losses.
Right.
And that's again, it's a new staff, new head coach, first-time head coach, new offense, new defense, a lot of new personnel. But I think that the personnel that they're putting together, while is it elite? Absolutely. Not even close to being great or good. But when you play hard, tough-nosed football, you're going to be able to grind out 6 or 7 wins in the NFL.
They're very vulnerable at receiver, though. If they suffer an injury or two at receiver, I mean, it could be ugly to the point where, okay, let's say they got a good offensive line and they can run the football earlier than a year, but then this starts to take on, you know, and the depth of the receiver gets vulnerable, then all of a sudden you're going to stack the box. And
right, 8-9 guys in the box, you can't be one-dimensional. I agree with that, but the building this roster is not over.
Telephone number and the ticket text number is 248-539-9797. We encourage you to download the Audacy.com app. That's AUDACY. And you can listen to anything you missed on this radio station the previous 24 hours. Like I said, 248-539-9797. So, John, basically you're saying, and of course we'll all know exactly on Thursday what their record's going to be because the schedule comes out Wednesday and we'll do the game by game. And of course, that won't be updated 80,000 times since. But you think they can win seven games. They play 17 this year.
Yes.
So if they're the over-under is 5, so if they're 5-12. If they do win 7 games, that would be a nice improvement. But is it the quickest way to a rebuild being successful? Because, you know, the only reason you're keeping Jared Goff for more than 2 years if he is excellent, which even if they're decent, I don't think he's going to be excellent. Hopefully I'm wrong. So if you win 7 games, you are going to be like in the middle of the pack and you might not have a chance to draft a franchise quarterback. Rather, if you just go ahead, and I'm not saying, you know, tank on purpose, just and it turns out you'll win 3-4 games, that's going to be better in the long run, I think.
If you only win 3 or 4 games?
Yeah,
it could. But it depends on what you get out of Jared Goff. It also, going into next year, you know that you've got some serious draft capital. So if you need to trade up, you know, if they do win 7 games and say they pick 10 or 11, you could still, you know, trade and go up in the draft to still be able to get your quarterback of, you know, the future. And there's going to be some very interesting prospects next year.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's, you know, the usual suspects, Spencer Rattler out of Oklahoma. You've got Sam Howell out of North Carolina. We've talked about them, Keaton Slovis. But then you've got some guys like a name I don't know that a lot of people have heard, Malik Willis.
From Liberty.
Yeah. Who's
playing for Hugh Freeze.
And it's going to be interesting because a lot of people are talking about him a lot like Trey Lance in that he's going to be the best athlete in the draft. He's going to put up a lot of yards on the ground. He's going to be, you know, I think he's got a strong arm. I don't know enough about him right now to know if it's a legit, you know, guy or not. But then you also have a JT Daniels. If he stays healthy out of Georgia.
Right.
You've got Dylan Gabriel, who I think is very interesting out of UCF. Could have a good season this year. And don't discount the guy down in Bloomington. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
Oh, Penix.
Michael Penix Jr. But he's going to be a guy people are talking about. Jaden Daniel out of Arizona State. So there's some quality quarterbacks that could have great years next year. And I think, you know, everybody says, oh, well, this year was the deep draft, right? 5 in the first round.
They say that every year practically.
They do. And there's always going to be somebody that steps up and has a great year. And you're like, oh, we can't miss out on a Sam Howell because he's a 3-year starter and he had this great year in the ACC. Those opportunities are going to be there. And we don't know the schedule and we don't know how it's going to lay out. And I think that will play a part into how many wins they get because I was just asking you a break. What do you think Pittsburgh's going to be this year? If they play Pittsburgh at the end of the year, I think that's different because who knows if Big Ben is going to be able to stay healthy
Correct.
Throughout the course of a season.
Yes.
You know, so if you see the schedule and they play Pittsburgh in week 12 or week 14, we saw it this year. It's different than playing them in week 2 or 3.
See, yes. the thing about this that I don't like is a lot of the reasons you're saying maybe to 7 wins, 8 wins, it's
Whoa,
a little different.
I think the ceiling is 7.
Okay,
wins.
So it is because of outside things.
Right.
The schedule and the luck of who you get and when you get them. Or the Aaron Rodgers is gone. Obviously, those two games are easier. But I think this team itself can be better.
Yes.
So it doesn't throw those things out the window. Maybe they are better, and those things all work against them.
Well, it could, yes. And that's why I think you're in that 5-7. I think it's closer to 7 wins this year because of the things that are going to happen in practice on the field. They're going to be more disciplined. They're going to play with more passion. They're going to take on that identity of their coach. And it's what Anthony Lynn has been able to do with what we saw last year with Justin Herbert. Now, obviously, at the end of the game, he had issues with time management, but he's not the one that's going to be doing time management. It's going to be Dan Campbell. It's going to be Jared Goff, who has been in those situations and can handle those situations, much like we saw Matt Stafford at the end of the game, whether it was, you know, being able to see that there was, you know, 12 guys on the field and being able to throw a ball or you know, get some of those penalties. He's going to have the ability to trust his quarterback to make some of those decisions as well.
I just think this season, the biggest thing we're going to find out is Jared Goff going to be part of this or not?
Correct.
Yes. That's going to be the biggest question mark going into the season.
We have some ticket texts. Yeah, Jansen, you're right. And Michigan will beat Ohio State too. Lions aren't better at quarterback, but an overall better team and coaching staff. With Rodgers out of the division, very real possibility of 8-9. Sorry. I agree 100% with Jansen. I can see this team go 7-8 wins. My biggest concern is the coaching staff. I love every position coach they hired, but they just about all interviewed for head coaching. How many will stay longer than 1 year? If they can keep the staff together for multiple years, would they'll be in the playoffs in no time. Well, you'd have to figure, like, if the defense suddenly does really well, that Aaron Glenn is going to, because he has interviewed.
Yes,
obviously,
he has.
Anthony Lynn's been a head coach before.
The reason, though, it's important to I highly doubt one of these guys would go get a head coaching job after this season.
I agree.
It could have happened, sure. But that's the importance of building a culture in the next year or two, because then you can replace that guy a lot easier. Because an expectation and a certain attitude is already built in.
Yeah, and you start building up the roster, and then all of a sudden there's guys that people want to come to coach.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you develop the Lion way. Lions receivers are less experienced, but as a group are faster than last year. I believe this is why they let Jones and Galladay go. No, they let those guys go because of contracts.
Right, yeah.
Actually, it looks like they have some depth at wide receiver. They signed three in free agency that they're high on. They drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown. Look, if Campbell does his job right and puts the players he has in the right positions and situations to do what they best, the Lions should be fine. When your head coach, who outthinks himself and thinks there's a genius, you shoot yourself in the foot that way. I've loved what I've heard out of Campbell so far. He seems to get it, but we'll see, because it's the damn Lions we're talking about.
In terms of the receiver depth, on paper, yes. But you've got two guys who didn't play last year.
Right. And on paper, you have depth in terms of your number two or three, but you don't have depth at your number one receiver.
Right.
You don't have.
Who is their number one?
Right. You don't have
Geronimo
one right now.
Allison?
Somebody's going to have to step up, but you don't know who that is.
I mean, this team, I would be stunned if they don't try to use a ton of play action.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's Goff's strength.
Even when they have a true number one, it's going to be a play-action offense.
Stafford is more talented, but Goff is a better quarterback. Stafford isn't a winner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.